Good afternoon. It's Monday, September 9th. You're listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Vince Goldblugo with today's South Carolina headlines. A small group of state senators going line by line over a massive bill overhauling South Carolina's public education system aren't ready to finish their work yet. The subcommittee had hoped to vote on the bill at its meeting today, but Senate Education Committee Chairman Greg Embree says a Democratic member has several things he wants to change. Embree says the delay doesn't change his plans to get the bill on the Senate floor when the legislature returns in January. South Carolina is joining other states in an antitrust investigation into tech giant Google. The bipartisan coalition announced plans to investigate Google's overarching control of online advertising markets and search traffic that may have led to anti-competitive behavior that harms consumers. Sand removal operations continue on Pawleys Island. The State Department of Transportation says crews worked through the weekend to clear beachfront roads of sand left over by Hurricane Dorian. Crews have been clearing sand from the roadways and stockpiling it at one end of Pawleys Island so that it can be used later to re-nourish the beach. Here in South Carolina, September is Airbag Recall Repair Month. The National Safety Council, along with some automakers, wants residents to check their vehicles to see if there is an active recall associated with them. Chris Freeman with Fiat Chrysler Automobiles.
So in South Carolina, there are just a little less than 200,000 vehicles that still have unrepaired airbags, that there's an airbag waiting for them in a dealer and a free repair. And in the United States, there are 42 million unrepaired airbags.
Freeman says checking for a recall is easy. Owners just need to type their vehicle's VIN number at the website checktoprotect.org. He adds recall repairs are always free. Owners should take their vehicles to the dealer brand that matches their automobile. And a Lowcountry paper mill is cutting about 260 jobs as it plans to ramp down production. The Post and Courier reports job reductions at West Rock Company will start in January. CEO Steve Voorhees told the paper the actions taken at the North Charleston mill will improve the company's long-term competitiveness by reducing operating costs and capital needs. The United Steelworkers Union, which represents some West Rock workers, called the decision regrettable. And September 10th marks the historic peak of the hurricane season, and as one would expect, the Atlantic Basin is alive with activity. South Carolina Emergency Information Network meteorologist Megan Borowski is watching two tropical waves closely, but says there is no immediate threat from either to the Palmetto State.
I'm not expecting the first wave to gain much organization, but it could elevate our humidity levels this weekend. That will likely drive up the chance for afternoon thunderstorms from the coast to the Midlands. The second wave could develop this weekend, but it's a long way from the U.S. It is something worth watching, though.
Megan also says a third wave is expected to emerge off the coast of Africa in the coming days, and that conditions across the Atlantic Basin are quite favorable for one or more systems to develop in the next week to 10 days. That wraps up your headlines. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.